Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I want to talk to you about a new name in our new life. And Brother Jim gave me this idea to talk to you about this and kind of tell you a little something of what he and I are doing, just between him and I, husband and wife. He was reading 1 Peter 5:3. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And he was looking into the Greek word in samples, which means example. And I want to read some more of the Greek for you. Adai, that is implication, a stamp or scar, a shape that is a statue, a resemblance, sampler, for imitation, ample, figure, form, manner, pattern, print, model. So you get a deeper meaning of what an example is. This is a pretty serious thing for somebody to be an example to follow after. Brother Jim said, you know, I like that Greek word, tupos. That's what ensample means. He goes, you should call me Brother Tupos, because I really want to be an example. I really want to be a model. And then he looked at me and he said, you can pick a name if you want. I was like, I don't even know what to pick. Maybe you can pick me one. So he did. He went to, hold on, let me get there, Psalm 31:23. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. And the word faithful in there means, is the Hebrew word amen. So he said, I'm going to call you sister amen. So I'm faithful and he's a model or an example. So I call him Brother Tupos. He calls me sister amen. This is not something we do in public and tell everybody else. I'm just telling you sisters this, something as a husband and wife. And I thought what he said was kind of interesting. He goes, you know, we're in a new life here, and we're going to get a new life in heaven. And in that new life in heaven, we get a new name. So maybe we can practice while we're here, shed our earthly name, and take a new name while we're here. And then he said, maybe once a year, we can pick a new one for each other. And when we call each other these names, we want to make sure that we are what we're being called. So when he calls me Sister Amen, I'm thinking, I need to remain faithful. When I call him Brother Tupos, he's going to remember that he needs to be an example or a model. And I thought that was kind of neat. And I wanted to read to you, let me get there, Revelation 2:17. I'm sure most of you know what I'm going to be reading here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Nobody's going to know what that name is, except for the person who receives it. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? I can't wait. Our Heavenly Father is going to give us faithful sisters a new name, and it's going to be so precious and meaningful. A new name in our new life. Praise God. You know, new life only comes through the gospel, which means good news. And good news it is. Praise the Lord, my life has been transformed because of it. And I want to go through the gospel right now because it's the foundation of our faith, and without it, we're hopelessly lost. To get that new life, you must have faith in Jesus Christ, who he was, fully man, fully God, who defeated death. He rose again and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And if we have that faith, we'll then repent, which is a turning of our mind, and we forsake our sins and turn away from who we are and turn toward Christ. And once we repent, then God's going to give us his Holy Spirit to dwell within us, and we're a new creation. The old one is gone and the new man is here. Praise God. That is so awesome. And that's being born again, or born from above. And as that new creation that we now are, if we've had that faith and we repent and God gives us his Holy Spirit, then with the indwelling of that Holy Spirit, we're going to seek after that which is holy and obediently follow after Christ through the Scriptures. Reading God's Word, obeying it. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commands. So if we endure in the saving faith in this life, we're going to obtain the crown of life. James 1:12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive that crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. And I want to encourage us all with some scriptures about new life here. John 3, 5 through 7. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again." Romans 6, 3 and 4. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life." Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. "That ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Can you tell I'm getting really excited here? Because, you know, I cannot express what a wretched person I was. And I struggled accepting the fact that I could be cleansed from all that sin that weighed me down all those years of my life, not knowing the true gospel, never hearing it, and all the lies that were told to me. Praise God, I didn't believe them all. I just didn't know anything. And when I heard the gospel and was transformed, my life was changed. My mind turned, and I was running after the things of God. And I never get tired of these. I just get so excited thinking about who I used to be, which is gone. Dead. That old Deb is dead, and the new one's here, and I'm going to keep reading here. John 5, 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Oh, I know all about that death thing. And I passed from it into life in Christ. This is one of my favorites, Galatians 2:20. What isn't our favorite, right, sisters? "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And now I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite verses that actually made me cry the first time I read it. Revelation 21:3 through 5. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Amen. I don't even know what to say about that. God's word is so amazing. I'm going to let you go for now. I hope you have a joyous evening, sisters. We love you all. May God be praised.